Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Kedoshim, Leviticus 19:1 through 20:27. Limiting what is permitted. This week's Torah reading covers a lot of territory in a short amount of space. Some of the issues addressed in this portion are honoring one's parents, honoring the Sabbath, how to treat the poor, a detailed explanation of how to love one's neighbor, and a miscellaneous list of other commandments ranging from agricultural laws to prohibitions against sorcery and child sacrifice. Our portion begins, however, with God's instructions that the children of Israel are to be holy. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" Leviticus 19:1-2. The name of the portion comes from the instruction, "You shall be holy," Kedoshim. The word Kedoshim means holy in the plural. But what does it mean to be holy? A lot of things should be taken into account when we define what it means to be holy, but the primary aspect of holiness is defined through restrictions. This is why God gave the children of Israel so many "thou shalt not" commandments. He set them apart from the pagan nations around them through restrictions in their conduct, showing that they were to be a holy people. One way to understand what it means to be holy is to understand what it means to be unholy. When many people think of something unholy, they think of something wicked or evil, but that's not what it means. It simply means to be common or, to use King James terminology, profane. So, if a person is unholy, it just means they're common and like anyone else. To be holy means that we are different from those around us. And one way we can be different, or holy, is to restrict or limit ourselves in the things that the Torah prohibits. But this is obvious. Anyone who studies the scriptures can pick up on the fact that we are not supposed to engage in commerce on the Sabbath, speak ill of our brother, defraud our neighbor, etc. What's more of a challenge is limiting what is permissible. Our rabbis have taught what the Torah forbids is not permitted, but the permitted is not always necessary. Do we really need that third helping of dessert? Do we really need over 300 channels on the television? Do we really need the dozens of video games covering our shelves? Do we really need that? You fill in the blank. But not limiting ourselves in things that are permissible according to the strict reading of the Torah, we can often find ourselves in a position described by Nachmanides as disgusting with the permission of the Torah. Even though we may be living strictly according to the letter of the law, we could easily find ourselves in a position where the beauty and the wisdom of the Torah begins to lose its luster because our eyes are clouded with the world. Yeshua warns us against such things when he gives his series of "You have heard it said, but I say to you," in the famous Sermon on the Mount. In many of these, he places a fence around the Torah and reminds us that even though the Torah gives us the right to do such and such, it's not always in our best interest to do so, especially when it negatively affects a brother. As Paul reminded the believers in Corinth, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything." 1 Corinthians 6:12. The next time you pass on that extra helping of dessert or refuse to make a brother pay for damage he's responsible for, remember, you have just taken a step toward holiness and becoming a part of a holy people. Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.